Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laura Canning and she is the Cass County Naturalist. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Laura, you always have lots of things going and they're often very seasonal.
Yes.
And that's why we're talking to you now because you have a couple of those coming up.
Yes, we are having a lighted Halloween campground. And the upcoming is our deadline for you to sign up and decorate a site with Halloween lights at our campground. And so we're excited to do this year. We switch it off with the Halloween hike. So that's what's been going on lately. We've been,
you know, Laura, I'm thinking not everybody knows when you say our campground. Where is our campground that you're talking about?
It is Cold Springs down in Lewis is where our lighted Halloween campground is going to be.
And of course, that's where your office is.
Yes,
so you really
that's true.
Claim that space as well as a whole lot of other spaces in Cass County. So how much space do they get? I mean, is this kind of unending? If you sign up for a space, what are you responsible for?
Right. You get about a regular camping site. So it's about, you know, 60 feet by 30 feet. So and bring your own power cords and all of the things you want to display. Keep in mind that it will be dark. So if it's not lit up, then make sure that there's some way to kind of light it up.
Okay.
We do have some groups signed up already. We just would love a couple more to fill in before our deadline on Friday.
Okay, now you say you have groups signed up, so that's one option, but individuals,
yep, individuals or group, and then you don't have to pull in a camper. People do ask that. You don't have to have a camper and pull that in. Some people want that to be able to string the lights up easier. Some people don't want that. So and what we'll do as soon as Friday our deadline passes, we will remind everyone that the event actually will be from 7 o'clock to 9 p.m. All of this is happening on the 27th of October. It's a Saturday.
Okay. The Saturday before Halloween.
Yes, yes.
Come over to Lewis to the park and see the lighted campground, lighted displays. And, you know, people have gone, I think, a little crazy. There ought to be people out there that have boxes of lights and, I don't know, inflatable cats. That's what I saw the other day.
Yeah,
this is open to whatever their imagination is, correct?
Exactly. And so if you really, we're just trying to find those people that really, really love Halloween and would love to share that with everyone else.
Could they have scary things? I mean, like people jumping out of the bushes?
We want it to be non-scary, but they are going to stay in their vehicle, so we won't have people walking around. And of course, with the cords and the tripping hazards, we want to minimize that.
Okay.
So
another question I have, you talked about the cords. So you are providing all of the electrical power, unless I suppose if a camper wants to do their own generating, they could.
Yes, they could, but they have their own site. They plug into the site at the electrical post, and they run off of that. And then also we have if you want, you could be a group signing up or you could be individuals like you said. And once the sites, you can come set up on that Saturday the 27th after noon, from noon on, and set up during the daylight, of course, and be done before 7 o'clock, of course. And then at 7 o'clock is when we start to let in the public into the campground, and they are driving in their cars and they drive through the campground, and then they'll circle back around to our shelter, and then we'll have our bonfire that we usually have and our s'mores and goody treats, and then that's when they get to vote. They have to vote on which site was their favorite. And so and of course we have prizes and lovely business here in town. Capel's Ace Hardware is donating all of our top three prizes. And so if you would happen to be chosen, the winner, top winner, is going to get a Charbroil Big Easy Oilless Turkey Fryer.
Wow.
Yes. And prize two, or the second place prize, is going to be a 30-quart turkey fryer with a timer. And prize for third place will be just a regular aluminum fryer kit.
Okay, so one way or another, you can fry a turkey with
that. I know, right? We were thinking ahead just, for Thanksgiving.
Next month, you bet, you bet.
So, yeah, well, we were so excited and to have Capel's Ace Hardware promote. And, of course, they've got their Halloween decorations been on sale. And check out down there. They've got some great decorations.
So I'm really glad you clarified, because I kept thinking, Laura, that, okay, lighted campground, I have to be a camper to come and have a display. And you've just clarified that no.
Nope, no camper. We just want your lights and your love of Halloween.
And now, is there a fee either for being a display or for driving through?
No, this is totally free. So it's free for you to drive through and vote. It's free for you to sign up for a site. So if you're interested in signing up for a site, please give my office a phone call. And that's down in Lewis at 769-2372. And we would just love to have a handful more and make this a really awesome
really
night.
Fun, yeah. We don't have to wait for Christmas to do a lighted drive-through. We can do Halloween and get in the mood.
Get in the gear for decorating.
I had another question. It'll come back to me, but it's the moment I just, and we'll remind folks again of that timing. But let's talk about the next item that you have coming up shortly after the Lighted Halloween Campground.
Yes, we are doing a Rainscaping Rain Barrel Workshop. And this is a partnership between our conservation department and the West Potawatomi Soil and Water Conservation District and Iowa Western Community College as well. They got a REAP CEP grant, which that grant is helping us bring the workshop around to the area, and ours is Saturday, November 3rd. And so we're also gearing it a little towards businesses. So if you own a business in town, this is also going to help you make your property and your business a little bit more green. We're covering green roofs and permeable paving system for your parking lots, and rain gardens and worm composting and rain barrels at the end. So,
all right. Some of those ideas, I think, are probably pretty new to people. All of them have been tried and true. I mean, they're not new technology necessarily, but
we'd just love to have them in here in Atlantic and have everyone learn a little bit more about it. It's totally free unless you want to build a rain barrel, which then that costs $40 for a rain barrel. Otherwise, you can go onto the Iowa Western website and register for the class through the continuing education courses.
It would be you have to have them register if they want to build a rain barrel.
Right.
You
got
to have the
equipment
there, because you're going to provide all of that.
Yep, we provide everything. They go home with a barrel that day.
All right. And otherwise, you know, I guess you could probably show up kind of at the end there, but a good idea if you'd call in or go to the website for Iowa Western Community College.
Yep, it says right in the description the rain barrel is just from 12:30 to 1:30 if that's all you're interested in.
So. Okay, so they have a choice of how much time they want to spend, how much they want to learn, and what the interests are. Wouldn't it be cool if we had a rooftop garden in downtown Atlantic?
Yes, that would be all for that.
Yeah. Some adventuresome soul out there could be looking at that, not only to beautify downtown Atlantic, but they could plant edible things there too.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, people say, oh, I don't have a yard, or I don't have this, so I can't plant any vegetables. Well, guess what? There are lots of options.
The college I went to had our library, and it was 7 stories tall, and we had a green roof on the top of our library.
How
7
exciting.
Stories up.
Yeah. How exciting. So. It probably got good sun.
Yes, it did.
Okay.
So that's happening Saturday, November 3rd at 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And again, that's the Rainscaping Rain Barrel Workshop. And our Lighted Halloween Campground is Saturday, October 27th at Cold Springs Park. And for the public, it'll be from 7 to 9 p.m. If you're interested in signing up for a site, you can come that day anytime after noon and set up your site. And again, our deadline for that is this Friday, the 19th.
Okay, get signed up. Get your spot. Think about all that good Halloween stuff you have. Get out there. Share with people.
Yeah.
And it's fun for everybody.
Yes.
All right. We want to thank you very much, Laura Canning, for being here this morning and reminding us this good stuff that's coming up. And until next time, just look out your back window or go out to your backyard to really appreciate the fall nature